Ngicela ukubingelela ke kuseni abantu abasha.
I'd like to greet the young people this morning.
Ngizocela sivule incwadi kaGenesis uchapter 39 sizofunda uverse 21 kuphela.
Can we please open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 39 and we'll only read verse 21.
Yes.
Only verse 21.
Lifundeka kanje lithi kepha uJehova wayenaye uJosefa wamuphumusa wamenzela ukubele emehlweni omlindi wentilongo.
But the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him, so that the jailer was pleased with him. Shall we pray together?
Our
Heavenly Father, here is your word. Lord, your word raised up the dry bones and made them into bones of life. Lord, we pray that you would speak to us through your word this morning. And Lord, that you would awaken that which has died in our lives. Lord, may you take this service in your hands and bless the service to us. Amen.
Lensizwa ekukhulunywa ngayo la ekuthiwa uJosefa siqala empeleni ukuzwa ngaye evesini kwi chapter 37.
This man Joseph who we read about here, we start to read about him in Genesis chapter 37.
Uma echazwa uJosefa lapha kuthiwa wayeneminyaka eyishumi nesikhombisa.
It is said that Joseph was 17 years old.
Ngicabanga ukuthi bakhona phakathi kwethu abantu abasha abaneminyaka eyi-17.
And I believe that there are young people among us who are 17 years old.
UJosefa noma wayeneminyaka eyi-17 kodwa wayese azana noNkulunkulu.
Even though he was only 17 years old, he knew his God.
Ngenxa ukuthi wayazana noNkulunkulu, wakhula uJosefa ngeminyaka, wandlondlobala nangemsebenzi, wakhula nasekuhlakanipheni.
Because he knew God, he matured and his wisdom in the things of God grew.
Benazi bantu abasha ukuthi ubaba umfundisi wala ekhaya waqala ukubizwa inkosi ukuvuma ubizo eneminyaka eyi-17.
Young people, do you know that Reverend Stegen, when he got the call to bring the gospel, he was only 17 years old?
Mhlambe ungazibukela phansi uzidele iminyaka onayo kodwa le auditorium esihleli kuyo esikuyo nalomsebenzi wakwasiza abantu kungenxa yensizwa ubaba umfundisi sayinsizwa eneminyaka eyi-17 lapho evuma ukubizwa uNkulunkulu.
You might look down on someone who is young, but know this, that the work here at KwaSizaBantu, this auditorium that is here, was started by a man who was 17 years old when God called him.
Futhi uNkulunkulu mangaba ungamvumela ukuthi asebenze empilweni yakho ungumuntu omusha ungaka angenza okukhulu kunalokho okubonayo.
If you allow God to do that which the Lord wills in your life, amazing things can happen irrespective of your age.
Kuleli viki eliphelile bekukhona bekunenkonzo i-AGM yomphakathi okhathazekile kukhona abaka education bebesuka eMthatha.
This past week we had the AGM of SIPSA and there were some from the Department of Education from Mthatha.
Bayafisa ukuthi sengathi usiza abantu angavula igatsha emthatha.
It is their desire that Kwasiza Bantu would open a branch in Mthatha.
But Boaz ukuthi uma ungathatha uJesu ukuleminyaka onayo umuntu omusha, even emthatha noma kuphi kungavuka umsebenzi ofana nalo.
If you put God into any person's age or into any work, even if it might be at Mthatha, it can grow and become something, a work like here.
Mhlawumbe ungafani nalo kodwa ube ngaphezulu kwalokho.
It might not even be the same as this work here and even bigger.
UJosepha simthatha la kuleli vesi silifundile esejele.
We find Joseph in this verse we have read, he is in prison.
Kuthi uNkulunkulu wayenaye nomlindi wejele.
It is said God was with Joseph and the chief jailer, he loved him. Because it was a man who had Jesus. He was not changed by prison. But prison, the prison was changed because of him.
Lithi iBhayibheli ojele babe sebemnike even okhiye bejele behlala kuye.
The Bible tells us that the jailers even gave him the keys to the prison.
Ngicabanga ukuthi alikho ijele la okhiye beyicapha bengahlala esibushweni.
I believe that there will not be a prison in our country where the keys to the prison will stay with the prisoner.
Kodwa abantu abasha abanoJesu.
But young people that have Jesus,
bangayishintsha nale South Africa.
They are able to change this South Africa of ours.
Kunensizwa ezake zabaseBabel.
There were some men that were in Babel.
ODaniel, OShadrach, noMeshach, noAbednego.
In Babylon, it was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Lezo insizwa kwathi makuthiwa zizofidwa endlini yenkosi.
When it was said that they will be fed in the king's palace.
Bathi angeke ngoba thina siyakholwa sizingcolise ngokudla kwenkosi.
They said because they believe in God, they will not be defiled by the food that comes off the king's table.
Bathi sicela thina ukunikwa imfino.
They asked to be given herbs and water.
Imfino namanzi kwakungekho kwimenu yalaphaya endlini yenkosi.
Herbs and water was not on the menu coming from the king's table.
Kodwa ngenxa yalezi insizwa kwashintsha imenu kwaqala kwaba khona imfino.
Because of these men, the menu coming off the king's table was changed.
UJosepha ejele bezithe ezinye iziboshwa uma zinenkinga zibuze kuye.
When prisoners had a question in prison, they came and they asked Joseph.
Kuneziboshwe ezimbili ezaphupha kwangabikho umuntu ongachaza amaphupha.
There were two prisoners that had dreams and no one could explain those dreams to them.
Kwaba nguye ochaza ukuthi amaphupha abasho ukuthini.
And it was he who was able to interpret those dreams to them.
Ngenye indlela uJoseph esefike ejele.
And when Joseph came to prison,
akashayangi nombolo.
He didn't dial a number.
Ngiyazizwa insizwe eningi mazifakazi ukuthi umuntu mayifike ejele insimi impilo inzima, kuye kwaba wuye ongena esimeni sasejele.
Often you hear of young men that testify when they were in prison is that they conform to the ways of the prison.
UJosefa ufike ejele waba yisosha likaKristu kwashintsha ijele kunokuthi kushintshe yena.
Yesterday when we heard about being a soldier for Christ, Joseph was a soldier for Christ and the prison changed because of him.
UNkulunkulu wamthanda uJosefa nobaba wakhe wamthanda.
God loved Joseph and his father also loved him.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma nje ngamaphuza amahlanu ukuthi yini eyabangela ukuthi uJosefa athandwe uNkulunkulu athandwe nawubaba wakhe.
I just want to mention 5 points. Why God loved Joseph so and why Joseph's father loved him so.
Uma sifunda kuGenesis chapter 37 uverse 2.
We read in Genesis 37 from verse 2.
Kulungile angizukuyifunda but kuthi uJosefa wayelusa nabafowabo.
We won't read it, but Joseph was herding the sheep with his brothers.
Labafowabo kwakubakhona izinto ezimbi abazenzayo, abuye uJosefa azotshela ubaba wakhe.
They did things which were not good, and he came back and he reported that to his father.
Okusho ukuthi iphuzu lokuqala njengesocial kaNkulunkulu wamelana nobubi.
The first point, as a soldier of Christ, he opposed evil.
Labafowabo babe 11, uyedwa wayemncane kunaye, abawu 10 babe badala kunaye.
There were 11 brothers here, 10 were older than him, and one was younger than him.
Kodwa uJosefa akenzanga imkhuba yobhuti bakhe abadala.
But Joseph did not do the same deeds as his older brothers.
Isikhathi esiningi abantu abasha uyayethi umuntu ngalinga ubhuti wami noma usisi wami uyena ubhuti owaqala ukubhema iwunga then nami ngabe sengilandela. Kodwa uJosefa sebebadala kunaye bengenzi ukulunga wama eyinsizwe no-17 wathi ngeke aza kwenze abakwenzayo ukusuka lapho wabareporta kubaba wakhe.
How often do we as young people say, my older siblings, they did this, they introduced me to Hunga, so I am also doing that. But here we find Joseph, only 17 years old, standing for what is right and not conforming to that which his brothers taught him.
Agathulanga uJosefa ebuka okubi kwenzeka phambi kwamehlo akhe.
And he did not keep quiet when he saw evil happening before him.
Kunensizwa engake ngayithatha ngakithi ngayiletha la imishini.
There was a young man I took once from where I stay and I brought him here to the mission.
Yayibingakabikho leli bhilidi elisha leyinsizwa.
This new SIPSA building there was not there yet.
Uma esela lensizwa awuseyangifonela hayi sekuthiwa abahambe emishini.
After a while he phones me and said, they've said that I must now go home. I must leave the mission.
Uma ngimbuza kwenzekeni kubanjwe ugwayo okuhlaza kulendla babe kuyona.
And then he said, well, they found me with the green substance and they asked me to leave.
Actually, all of them in that room. Uma ngimbuza Zola, ngiyaxolisa ukubiza igama lakho. Insizwa yami ukuzwe nize nihambe beningamazi lo muntu obenensango.
So I asked him, young man, did you not know who that one was that had the dacha?
Kwathola ukuthi bebemazi kodwa abafunanga ukuvezana.
And the truth came out, no, we did know who it was, but we did not want to expose him.
Kodwa uJosefa wayenenjalong, uJoseph okubi wayekuveza ekukhanyeni.
Joseph was not like that. He exposed the evil and brought it to the light.
Leyo nsizwa ngicela ukuntshela ukuthi njoba ngikhuluma nje ingamathambo ngaphansi komhlaba.
That man who I am referring to, let me tell you now, his bones are in the ground.
Wabuyela emuva.
He went back home.
mhlambe na nezwa eindabeni kuthiwa kukhona idolobha la kulwe khona amaphara kwaba khona eligwazwayo uyena yedwa owasala phansi kuleyompi.
Now, if you may be heard in the news, but in that area there was a fight. There was something which happened there, and he was the only one that remained lying down on the ground. He had received that time of grace, but it was evident that he would not be able to expose lies.
Ngicela ukuthi kunikini abantu abasha impilo ifana nabantu abasethexini.
Now you young people, can I refer your lives to those in a taxi?
Uma itaxi lisuka eGoli liza eStenga. Kukhona abantu abasala eGreat Town.
If that taxi comes from Johannesburg and goes through to Durban, and some climb off in Grey Town. Some climb off in Kranskop. Others climb off here, and others in the final destination in Stanger.
Uzolibala umngane. Kanti awazi ukuthi impilo yakho isteshi la uzokwehla khona kule nqola ukuphila uzokwehla kwesiphi isteshi.
You are concerned about your companion, your friend, and you do not know where your life, at what point you are coming to your station. I believe that those friends he was with, that they were hiding this, some of them are still alive, but he is not alive anymore. Let us not fool ourselves, young people. We are going into our grave alone. You can You can deceive yourself and do whatever you want to here, thinking because you are a group. But know this, you do not know when your time is coming. They say sometimes when someone, a young person, does not want to expose what is happening, you just go with what is happening there and you don't bring out the truth.
But
once you are in hell, you will not be able to grab that which was hot and you say it will cool down in hell. The Bible tells us that the fire is not quenched and the maggots do not die. There's nothing as easy as killing a maggot. You do not need a hammer to kill a maggot. You do not need an
opiri.
You are able to stand on it with your foot, even though you don't have shoes
on.
Now, take this illustration. Something which dies so easily, it says in hell, it does not die.
And ngalesikhathi uqamba amanga ungafuni ukuveza izinto zobumnyama ekukhanyeni. Uyazi ukuthi iBhayibheli limbeka kanjani umuntu oqamba amanga.
Now, this of exposing lies, you do not want to do something which is so easy. Do you know what the Bible says about someone who does not expose lies?
Noma singezukuyivula ngenxa yesikhathi kodwa ku John chapter 4 John chapter 8 verse 44
in John 8 verse 44 we won't open
lithi usathane ungumqambi manga noyise wawo.
Satan is a liar and the father of liars.
Wayibeka kahle umfowethu I good news bible isho kanjalo ngempela the father of lies. Uma ngabe lesizulu alisho ukuthi ungumqami unguyise wabo ukube benguyise wabo ube yoba nguyise wabaqamba manga but lithi unguyise wawo okusho ukuthi unguyise wamanga.
In Zulu it says that Satan is the father of lies. But in some translation it even says that Satan is the father of liars.
Uma uSatan enguyise wamanga kusho ukuthi yena ungubaba umama wamanga ubani ngoba ingane yenu yile ekuthiwa umanga igama layo.
Now if the devil is the father of lies, who then is the mother?
Okusho ukuthi umuntu oqamba amanga kahle kahle uyinkosikazi noma mangalibeka ngesizulu esizwakalayo ungumfazi kaSathane.
So if I can say it like this, if the wife of the devil is the one who tells lies.
God uSathan ukhohlisa abantu abasha ngoba engathi uma uqamba amanga engathi uhlakaniphe kakhulu.
But the devil deceives you that you think that when you tell lies you are clever.
Kona ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu ungumfazi kaSathan uma ngabe uqamba amanga.
But God's word tells us that you are the wife of Satan if you tell lies.
UJosepha okwesibili ngoba ngithe ukuqala wamelana nokubi. Okwesibili uJosepha wathandwa ngubaba wakhe wathandwa naNkulunkulu.
As we said, Joseph opposed evil and did not want anything to do with it. God loved him and his father loved him.
Eneminyaka u-17 uJosepha wayesevakashelwa uNkulunkulu akhulume naye ngamaphupho.
When he was 17 years old, God visited him through dreams.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi yini oyiphuphayo umuntu omusha.
What is it that you dream, young person?
UJosepha ngoba wayethanda uNkulunkulu zonke izinto awayeziphupha wayiphupha izinto zezulu.
Because Joseph loved God, what he dreamt about was heavenly dreams.
Uma ufika uthi ngikhulekise ngiphuphe ngibhema ngiphuphe ngisephathini kahle kahle uphupha lezi zinto ozithandayo.
When you come and you say, please pray with me, I dreamt that I was smoking, that I was at a party. Know this, that which you dream is what is in your heart.
Ngiyacabanga nje umuntu esezofika ethi yazi ngiphuphe ngibhema eyihungise ngibambe kamnandi kanti ngizovele ngiphaphame hey ngaleso sikhathi awungishayanga u-arosta kanje.
And you say, well, I dreamt that I had taken hunger and I was feeling so good, and that's when I woke up.
Ngoba umuntu uphupha le nto ayithandayo.
A person dreams that which he loves.
Uma njalo uhlala uphupha abafana namantombazana, buya isimpilo yakho ubheke emuva, ubheke izinto ozibukayo ukuthi akuzona yini lezo ziphuphayo.
When you are always dreaming about boys and girls, take a step back. See, what is that which you are feeding your heart?
Okwesithathu. Sengiya ngasekugcineni ngithe ngizobeka amaphuzu njawo 5. UJosepha wazigcina emsulwa.
The third point, Joseph kept himself pure.
La ku chapter 39, uma uzoqala uverse 7 angazi ukuthi limi kanjani lesingisi. Isihloko sakhona sithi ubumhlophe bukaJoseph.
If we start reading from verse 7, there's a heading in the Zulu Bible which says, the purity of Joseph. Can we read together from verse 7?
Chapter 39. Kuthiwa kwathi emva kwalezo zinto, umkankosi yakhe waphonsa amehlo kuJosefa wathi, lala nami. Kepha wala. Wathi kumkankosi yakhe, bheka inkosi yami ayikwazi enginako endlini. Inikele konke kwayo esandleni sami. Ayinkulu kunami kulendlu. Futhi ayingigodlelanga lutho ngaphandle kwakho kuphela. Ngokuba ungumkayo. Pho, ngingenza kanjani lobo bubi obungaka ngone kuNkulunkulu na?
And after a while, his master's wife began to desire Joseph and asked him to go to bed with her. He refused and said to her, look, my master does not have to concern himself with anything in the house because I am here. He has put me in charge of everything he has. I have as much authority in this house as he has, and he has not kept back anything from me except you. How then could I do such an immoral thing and sin against God?
Bangapha abantu abasha abathatha ngokuthi ukwenza konakala intombazane nomfana kuukona uNkulunkulu.
How many young people see it as such that if you are immoral, you are sinning against God?
Njengoba nila imishini kubekiwe imithetho ukuthi amantombazane ahamba la abafana hayi la, abanye benu iyababhora lento kodwa aniboni ukuthi sinivikele kuthini ningoni kuNkulunkulu.
As you are here at the mission, we say the ladies on this side, the men on this side, do not come together. We are doing it because we do not want you to sin against God.
UJoseph ungathi wayibona lento ukuthi angikwazi ukuthi ngingazingcolisa ngenkosikazi eyonakeleyo.
Joseph realized and saw that I cannot defile myself and sin with the wife of my master.
Ngicela sibheke la incwadi yeZakha chapter 6.
In Proverbs chapter 6.
Ukususela kuverse 24.
Ubaba
la uyala indodana yakhe.
We have a son who is instructing his the father who is instructing his son.
Chapter 6 verse 24. Uthi ukuze ugcinwe kowesifazane omubi nasekuthopheni kolwimi lowesifazane ondindayo ungakhanuka ubuhle bakhe enhlizweni yakho angakubambi ngezinkophe zakhe ngokuba intengo yowesifazane oyisiphingi iqebelengwana lesinkwa kepha umfazi womuntu uzingela umphefumulo onqabileyo.
From verse 28.
Umuntu angaphatha umlilo esifubeni sakhe, izingubo zakhe zingashi na. Umuntu angahamba phezu kwamalahle avuthayo, izinyawo zakhe zingahanguki na.
From verse 24, it can keep you away from bad women, from the seductive words of other men's wives. Don't be tempted by their beauty. Don't be trapped by their flirting eyes. A man can hire a prostitute for a price of a loaf of bread, but adultery will cost him all he has. Can you carry fire against your chest without burning your clothes? Can you walk on hot coals without burning your feet?
Owesifazane onakeleyo emntwini wesilisa umusondela kuye ufana nokuthi uthatha amalahle wabeka isifubeni sakho.
If you, a man, takes a seductive woman and sins with her, it is like taking hot coals and putting it on your chest.
USathane usebenzisa umuntu wesifazane ongakholwa uma ngabe efuna ukubamba indoda.
I once said to young men, the devil uses a woman if he wants to catch them.
UAdam akazange adle esihlahleni uNkulunkulu wayethe kungadliwa kuso. Kodwa seza nomfazi. USathane wazi ukuthi uma ngingene ngapha
the devil came to Adam through the woman. He did not eat of the fruit, but the woman brought the fruit and said, here, eat this.
Boaz uguti anganomu kukapel uguti uchobe ngaleskati usatane mkela kukulungulu. Unkulungulu wati ungaya kuchobe wenze yonke into ngaphandle ungamthinti yena.
When Satan came to God and said, can I tempt Job? God said, yes, you can do anything, but do not touch his soul.
Yini ayibangela ukuthi uSathane angambulali unkosikazi kaJob?
And what prevented Satan from killing the wife of Job? Because Satan knew that he can use the woman as a tool against Job.
Namanje uJobe mayese namathumba wathi unkosikazi wakhe Jobe thuka lo uNkulunkulu ufe kube kanye.
And when Job was full of boils, his wife said, curse God so that you can die.
USamson wakwazi ukushaya amaFilisti awu 1000 ngomhlathi wembongo.
Samson was able to kill 1000 Philistines with the jaw of an ox.
Ayikho indoda eyayingama phambi kwaSamson.
There was no man that could stand before Samson.
Kodwa bathumela uDelayi la. Eseshaye ingonyama wayihlephula imhlathi.
But when they sent Delilah, Samson, who was able to tear open the jaw of a lion, that lion of lust within himself came forward. That is why the Bible says, flee youthful lusts.
Awukwazi ukuzifastela.
There is no way that you can contain them other than that you flee.
Insizwa ke ziye zithi mazidonswa amantombazana onakeleyo umuntu azitshela ukuthi ayi uwini.
Often a man, when he is seduced by an evil woman, he says, well, I have won.
Kodwa sihlala sizwa ngamadoda athatha isbam adubula unkosikazi adubula ingane esexakwe ngulo wesifazane awayicabanga ukuthi uwinile mhlazane ehlangana naye.
And we hear, how often does a man take a gun and he murders the woman and his children and even himself? Why? Because he has come to an end with that woman.
Omunye uzwe kuthiwa uvele walengisa ingane zakhe eziwu 4 exakwe ngumuntu wesifazane ngelanga behlangana wayicabanga ukuthi yena uwinile.
There was even someone who hanged 4 of his children because of what his relationship was with that woman. And when he had gotten her initially, he said, I have won.
Singiyanga sekugcineni oka 4 engiqaphela uJosepha njengomuntu omusha wayehlonipha.
Now, the fourth point, as I draw to the end, Joseph was respectful. You find young people, you reprimand them, but they do not listen. They And they tell themselves, that which I am doing, I am aware of it, I'm under control of it. No one can tell me what to do.
Ngenkathi thina sikhula, abantu ababedla emgqonyeni kwakuba ngabantu abahlanya, kwakuyinhlanya ozithola zidla emgqonyeni.
When we grew up, people that would eat out of a bin, we knew them as mad people.
Kodwa namhlanje kunabantu abasha abangahloniphi abazali babo. Badle emgqonyeni babanga umgqomo kanye nezinja. Behlakaniphe benjalo.
But today we find people that do not respect their parents and now they are fighting for that bin with other dogs.
Uma ungahloniphi kahle kahle akusho ukuthi awuhloniphi mina. Mina ngishonga ukuthi ngifuna ukuhlonishwa. Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi umuntu omusha hloniphe umuntu omdala.
I do not say this because I want you to respect me, but no, the Bible tells us, young person, respect your elders.
Uma ngase kwenzeke ubaba umfundisi athi ucela ngiwashe imoto kamfowethu uzovuka ekuseni ahambe. Ngibuke umfowethu ngimdelele ngithi ngenze ngimwashele imoto. Kahle kahle mangingayiwashanga le moto ngidelele yena noma ngidelele umyalo kwababa umfundisi.
When Reverend Stegen asks me, please, can you wash this brother's car? He needs to go in the morning. And I disrespect that person. And I don't do it or don't want to do it. Am I disrespecting that person? Or Reverend Stegen, who asked me to do it?
Uma ungahloniphi umuntu omusha, kahle kahle udelela uNkulunkulu othe hlonipha. Kodwa ubuka mina, udelele mina.
When you do not respect young person, you only see that person, but you do not realize that you are disrespectful to God. God who gave you that instruction that you respect other people.
Nicabanga ukuthi bantu abasha, why indodana yolahleko? Wacela ifa kuyise, wadelela uyise, wahamba, kodwa umeseshayekile sebuya. Uthi ngiyobuyela ekhaya ngifike ngithi ngonile kubaba ngonile nakulizulu.
When the prodigal son realized, came to his senses, he said, I will go back home and I will apologize to my father and I will apologize to heaven.
Then okugcina uphawu engilibonayo kuJosefa ubengumuntu oxolelayo.
The last point which I see in Joseph, he was someone who was able to forgive.
Uma sifunda uGenesis 50 verse 20.
If we read in Genesis 50 verse 20,
lapha bafowabo babesaba ukuhlangana naye, uNkulunkulu esemkhuphulile eGibhithe ngathi mhlambe wayekwi level ye deputy president.
When his brothers had come to live with him in Egypt, and now we have Joseph, we can say he was the deputy president.
Uthi Josepha uma ngaba ebaphendule babona besaba, uthi hayi bafowethu, nina nacebo kubi ngami, kodwa uNkulunkulu yena wacebo kuhle ukuze kusinde abantu abaningi.
And when Joseph realized that his brothers were frightful of him, he said, no, you plotted evil against me, but God turned it into good, knowing that he needs to save his children.
Ngicela ukusho lokhu ke.
Allow me to say this.
Badayisa ngaye uJosepha ngoba bemzonda, ngoba yena emele iqinise ekhaya.
They sold Joseph because they hated him and because he stood for the truth at home.
Bakhohlwa yena.
They forgot about him.
Kodwa khona ilanga la kwafuneka isono sabo behlangane naso.
But the day came where they had to meet up with their sin.
UJoseph ababemdayisile kwakufuneka behlangane naye ngelinye ilanga.
They had sold Joseph, but they still had to be accountable for that day.
Ngifuna ukuthi umuntu omusha ungahlala phezu kwesono.
Young person, you can sit on that sin.
kodwa leso sono ngelinye ilanga sizoma phambi kwakho.
But that sin one day will stand before you.
Ungasikhiphi isisu.
You can remove the stomach.
Uyingcwabi ingane kube sengathi awukazi ukhiphe isisu.
You can abort that child, you can bury it as if nothing has happened.
Kodwa khona ilanga ngoba umuntu akafi njengebhodlela abantu abasha. Umuntu ungumphefumulo. Le ngane oyihushulile ayiphelelanga emoyeni.
A person is not like a bottle. A bottle breaks. A person has a soul.
Kukhona ilanga la uzohlangana nayo khona.
There is that day where you will meet up with it.
Iyobi mi phakathi kwakho nezulu.
And that soul will be between you and heaven.
Uyabona abafo wabo Joseph babeze eGibhithe ngoba bebaleka indlala befuna ukuzophila. Kodwa kwakukhona uJoseph phakathi kwabo nokuphila.
Joseph's brothers, they came to Egypt because of the famine. They wanted something to eat so that they can stay alive. But between them and the end was Joseph now.
Ukuze badle baphile kwakumele baqale badlule kuJoseph.
For them to be able to eat and to live, they had to first pass by Joseph.
Okubi ukuthi sona uma ungasebenzanga manje simi phakathi kwakho nombuso kaNkulunkulu.
And the thing is, if you do not work that sin out of you now, know that that sin is still standing between you and God.
UJakobe wantshontsha isibusiso sikamfowabo u-Esau.
Jacob stole the birthright of his brother from his brother.
Wahamba wayohlala kumalume wakhe uLabani, wahlala for 20 years, washada waba neingane, zonke lezi ingane zakuboka Josepha wazithola ekwamalume wakhe ebalekela umfowabo 20 years. Kodwa kwafika isikhathi ekunaka buyele ekhaya, wayesaphila u-Esau.
He ran away to his uncle Laban. He got married there. All these children, all these brothers of Joseph, he had when he was by his uncle. But the time was, also came, where he had to still meet up with his brother.
U-Esau wayephakathi kwakhe neKhanani uNkulunkulu abemthembise lona.
Esau was between him and that Canaan which God had promised him.
Ukuze abuyele eKhanani kwakufuneka eqale wadila nesono asishiya ekwakungumfowakhe.
But before he could enter into Canaan, he first had to deal with that sin which he had against Esau.
And isono bantu abasha siyakhula.
Know this, young people, sin grows.
Uma uJakobe eshiya umfowabo u-Esau ebaleka, babe no 21 years bobabili ngoba babengamawele.
When Jacob ran away from Esau, they were twins, so they were both 21 years old.
Ngalesikhathi esebuya, u-Esau wayengana 21 years. Kwase after 20 years, uJakobe wayino 41, no-Esau wayino 41.
And 20 years later, they were both 41 years old.
Ayikho into enzima njengokuthi ufuna ukususa isihlahla esesineimpande sezijulile. Kuhle ukusipula sesincane.
There is nothing as difficult and as painful as removing an old tree which has deep roots. It is easier when that tree is still young and has shallow roots.
Bekuyithuba lakho mntu omusha nanamhlanje ukuthi ulungise indaba yakho noNkulunkulu.
Young person, it is your opportunity today for you to make your life right with God.
Angiboni ukuthi uJakobe wake wabaxoxela izingane zakhe ukuthi unomfowabo u-Esau amshiye ekhaya.
I don't think that Jacob told his children that he's got a brother he's left somewhere else, Esau.
Noma ungangakhulumi ngesono osenzile sikudlayo akusho ukuthi sisukile.
If you do not talk about that sin which is eating away at you. It does not mean that that sin is gone.
Isihlahla esinqunywe kwangafika empandeni ngisho noma ungatheli concrete kuhamba iminyaka kube ngathi akubonakala lutho kodwa masikhula kuzoqala kubonakala ama crack.
Even though you cut the tree off at the top, the roots are still inside. You put concrete over it. Those roots will grow and that concrete will start to crack.
Kunye singakwenza abantu abasha umuntu ukubhekana nesono sakhe asisuse neimpande. UNkulunkulu yakukusiza ufane no Joseph.
The only thing we must do, young people, is that we need to deal with that sin. We need to take out those roots so that God can make us into people like Joseph.
Khohla umngane wakho, khohla umuntu ofike naye, lungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu.
Forget about your friend. Forget about those people that came with you. You make your life right with God.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba uHadebe.
Thank you very much to Baba uHadebe.
Uma umuntu ecabangisisa kahle impilo kaJoseph.
If a person ponders on the life of Joseph.
Impilo kaJoseph iphethe okuningi okungasisiza empilweni yethu yokukholwa.
The life of Joseph carries a lot of things that can help us and assist us in the life of becoming a believer.
Ngikholwa ukuthi ngesikhathi ubaba uHadebe khuluma lana sithathile safaka emgodleni yethu sathi lokhu kuqondene nami lokhu kungangisiza.
I believe while Baba uHadebe was speaking here in front, we took that which he was saying and we kept it for ourselves.
Kodwa okungithinte kakhulu ngesikhathi ubaba uHadebe ekhuluma lana ngoJosefa ukwethembeka kukaJosefa.
But what touched me the most while he was speaking here in front is the faithfulness that Joseph had.
UJoseph ubethembekile abazali bakhe bengekho lapho na ngisho nenkosi ingekho lapho.
Joseph was faithful without his parents being present at where he was, and even the king was not there.
Ngase ngithi uNkulunkulu ingathi angasiza sikuthathe lokho ukwethembeka nathi sethembeke njengoJosefa.
And I said to myself, may God help us that we could also take that faithfulness that Joseph had, and even to us and in our lives, that we can become faithful like him.
Bekulula ukuthi uJosefa athi ngoba nangu uyangibamba umkankosi uyangiphoqa ukuthi ngilale naye one athi ngoba vele sisobabila ngibona umuntu.
It would have been easy for Joseph to accept when Potiphar's wife wanted to take him and sleep with him. It would have been easy for him to just do that, easily.
Kodwa wathi Joseph, ngingakwenza kanjani lokhu ngone phambi kukaNkulunkulu wami.
But Joseph said, how can I do such a thing to defile myself in front of God?
Kusho ukuthi ubehamba uJoseph impilweni yakhe ebeke uNkulunkulu phambili azi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyangibona kukho konke engikwenzayo.
This teaches us that Joseph put God first in everything that he did, and he was well aware that God sees him in every step of his life.
Ilokho nathi okungasisiza empilweni yethu yokukholwa sazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasibona noma ngabe senzani.
That example can also help us in our life as a believer, that we understand and recognize that God sees us in everything that we do.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Ngicela siphetheke inkonzo yethu ngomthandazo.
Can we just close our eyes and pray?
Siyabonga Baba wethu osezulwini ngezwi lakho osukhulume ngalo phakathi kwethu.
We are thankful, our Heavenly Father, for the word that you have spoke to us with this morning.
Impela Nkosi ukhombisa ukusithanda ngothando olumangalisayo.
Indeed, Lord, you show us that you love us in an everlasting love.
Awufuni Nkosi silahleke.
You do not want us to be led astray.
Uletha ibonelo eyiningi eyitholakala eBhayibhelini ukuze sisizakale ngazo.
You bring to us various examples from the Bible so that we can be helped through them.
Namanje na ke Nkosi ukhulumile nathi ngendaba kaJosepha.
And even now, O Lord, you spoke to us through the story of Joseph.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi usisize ukuthi ekuphileni kwethu simfuze uJosepha.
Help us, O Lord, that even in our lives that we resemble the life of Joseph.
Sihambe ngokukwesaba nangokwethembeka phambi kwakho.
That we walk in our walk of faith through fear and faithfulness according to you.
Uma siphuma ke manje Nkosi sicela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
And as we depart, O Lord, please be amongst us.
Nalabo abazosala balungisa indaba yabo nawe Nkosi ngiyacela ukuthi ubasize. Balekelele.
And even to those who will stay behind and make right their lives, please help them, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.